Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, congratulations to a California lottery ticket winner. Apparently, they have won the record $2.04 billion Powerball lottery jackpot. It was sold, the ticket, at Joe's Service Center in Altadena, California. This is probably one of the biggest lottery prizes ever. Results posted to Powerball.com. Said there was one winner who matched all six numbers in California, which is the odds of which were 1 in 292.2 million. The winning numbers were 10, 33, 41, 47, 56, and then the Powerball was 10. That's incredible. Whenever we buy a lottery ticket, we're like, okay, well, let's put everybody's birthdays. I'm like, we never win. Maybe that's bad luck. Why are we putting our birthdays down? What year were you born? Well, I'm not going to tell you. And then you know how old I am. Well, I'm married to you. I still don't want you to know how old I am. So we never win this kind of stuff. We did buy a ticket when we were in Disneyland, I think, driving back. And I don't know if we checked our numbers. But once I heard nobody won the big one, I mean, it would be nice to know if you won like 5 or 10, but still. So, lotteries urging players to check their tickets because there are smaller prizes. More than 11.2 million tickets won cash prizes, totaling 98.1 million, including 22 tickets that won $1 million prizes for matching the five white numbers but not the Powerball. So if you got the 10, 33, 41, 47, and 56, you might be making $1 million. The jackpot was a record $1.9 billion but grew last week to $2.04 billion by the time of the drawing. So this was the world's largest lottery prize. Organizers, the announcement came after officials delayed the drawing Monday night because there was a quote-unquote technical issue. The association initially said overnight that the delay was caused when one participating lottery needed more time to process its sales and play data. That also echoed an earlier statement by the California Lottery, which said one lottery needed additional time to complete the necessary security protocol. So obviously people got a little nervous going, wait a second, did somebody win? The thing is with the lottery, I think the concept of lotteries are cool. We don't have them in Nevada because we have gambling, and I think because I don't really know the exact reason, you know, is it competition, is it, and I think all we have to do is vote to have it. I don't understand because many of us, you know, we have to drive to California or Arizona to get our ticket. We're about 40 miles from the California border. Where I live, I'm about 60 miles from the border. And so in an hour you can get there and buy a ticket. I don't, because I just don't ever think I'm going to win the lottery. I'm not sure. I got to look into the exact reason. I think it has to do with, we already have gambling and it competes and the casinos might not like it. If the casinos don't like it, it's not going to happen. But I love the idea that everybody puts money into the pot, and then somebody wins. I think lotteries at work are very, very cool. I like when we play, when we go to people's houses for sports, and you have the grid, and I don't do well on that, where, you know, you pick a couple numbers, where you pick two squares, and then they put the numbers, and depending on what the score is, does it, you know, 7-7, or 0-3, that kind of thing. I usually don't do, or if it's like 10 to 13, you won because 0-3. I don't do well on that. But I do love the idea that, you know, everybody puts money in, and it's a little bit of money, and then somebody comes out of it ahead. And there's multiple ways to win, and it's really cool. It's really cool. Obviously, some people have to lose. But all 48 participating lotteries are required to submit their sales and plays before the winning numbers can be selected. Powerball has stringent security requirements to protect the integrity of the game and remains committed to holding a drawing that gives all players a fair chance to win. They said, like the rest of America, Powerball is eager to hold its drawing for the world record jackpot. This was on Tuesday before the drawing. However, protecting the integrity of the draw is of utmost importance, even if that means a further delay. So, you know, that, that's why I said, I know it wasn't popular, but I'm like, should we have maybe delayed the election, last election, since there was just so much confusion and questions about, you know, if we have enough integrity? No, no. I mean, we're delaying the Powerball. We're delaying the Olympics. Shouldn't we have delayed going, look, let's try this out because mail-in ballots could be a mess. It's just me. So Powerball charges $2 a ticket. Players get to choose 5 white balls between the numbers of 1 and 69 and then a red Powerball from the numbers 1 to 26. I think my husband, when he buys these things, he just lets the computer do it. So I don't think you could, I mean, I'm sure the person asked, pick your numbers. But if he's like, just let the computer do it, they do it. And that's what I want to know. I want to know how many of these that win are because we left it to chance. They say the odds of winning, it are 1 in 292.2 million. Now, prior to 2015, the white balls were numbered 1 to 59 and the Powerball was 1 to 35. The change means that now gamblers have better odds of winning small prizes, but worse odds of winning the jackpot. So they did change the odds. I know a lot of you guys, well, wait a second. Before we just 1 in 26 numbers. Now, or before 1 to 35. So to get that Powerball was harder. But it doesn't matter. You have to get all of the other numbers. And now with all the other numbers, because they added the extra 10 to it, it is higher odds if you do the math. So anyway, cool. I don't know what I would do if I won the jackpot. I would do charity. I'd probably build a hospital. Dr. Dahlia Hospital, for STDs. I would probably put the money into the healthcare system, a bunch of other charities. I would pay off my family members' houses, although a lot of my family members still rent. And I don't know what I would do. I would get some plastic surgery. Yes. Thank you for reminding me. I would definitely get some plastic surgery. That's a biggie. And I would probably, treat the pets. Everybody forgets, you know, what should the pets get? I'd probably rather than getting the on sale pet food, I'd get them the not on sale pet food. Ooh. Like those ones, those delectables that it looks like they're feeding them, you know, in a British palace. I'd get them that food. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
This report is sponsored by Janssen Pharmaceuticals, incorporated under CP308462V1. The average out-of-pocket prescription cost for insured patients has risen in the U.S. in recent years, despite overall drug prices remaining stable or even declining. One reason patient out-of-pocket spending has grown is a change in how health insurance is designed and how pharmacy benefits are managed. When a patient reaches their maximum amount for medication coverage on their insurance plan, they may hit a coverage gap, causing out-of-pocket prescription costs to suddenly increase. Patients on blood thinner medication shouldn't have to worry about missing doses because of an insurance coverage gap. There is a potential option available to help keep their blood thinner treatment plan on track. Dr. Daniel Slott is a senior vice president at the American Pharmacists Association.
Insurance plans can be complex and confusing, but patients shouldn't have to compromise their health because they can't afford their medications. Your pharmacist can help you find programs designed to help you afford your medications.
To learn more about coverage gaps, visit feelingwhen.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Let's get right to our phone lines and hear from you. We got John calling from Oregon. Hi, John. How you doing?
Hi, doctor.
Thanks for waiting. What's going on?
Well, I got diagnosed with schizophrenia and cluster V personal rape case.
How you holding up? When were you diagnosed?
About 7 months ago. Took a neurological study. Psychiatrist.
Mm-hmm. How you feeling?
Oh, I'm pretty good. I was feeling a little schizo. I noticed everything. And in my hometown, there's a Halloween celebration that lasts all month long. And the public works don't, the garbage cans were full. They changed them to smaller ones.
Mm-hmm.
And they were full for 3 weeks. And they pulled them down so they can clean it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I got in trouble. I got a court on the 11th or so.
Because you tried to clean them up?
Exactly. So I didn't clean them up. They're supposed to, they're supposed to pick them up every week, but they don't do that. I go to court on the 10th and plead insanity or something. I don't know.
I hear you. So, John, what's your question? What you got for me?
My question is, I'm 53 and, I'm still making 10th because I eat all the right food. And I'm wondering, is everything that is fruit-related good for the body?
Well, I think in moderation. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think fruits are fantastic. You know, fruits including tomato is a fruit. I think somebody even said a carrot might even be considered a fruit. But, you know, your cantaloupe, your grapes, your berries, the vitamin C component and the other vitamins and the fiber they have are fantastic, but the sugar and the fructose in them. So too much of it can, you know, so obviously in moderation.
Oh, obviously, yeah. Because I'm on limited income. I buy my strawberries and my celery and stuff. You know, some walnuts are getting expensive now.
They are. They are. I was at the grocery store yesterday, and a gallon of milk was $5.49. That's ridiculous, a gallon of milk being that high, you know?
I used to compare a gallon of milk to a gallon of gas, and they're going about the same now.
Yep. Do you get, they used to call them food stamps, but do you now get the supplementary assistance for food from the government?
The SNAP card, yep.
SNAP card. Can I ask how much they usually give you a month?
Well, it used to be just give me $190, but then the COVID thing came in. Now they're giving me $280.
Okay.
And still, I don't know how to budget or whatever because I buy the good stuff.
Right.
I buy a $6 candy or chocolate bar, 6 ounces, 6.32 ounces of pure, real good chocolate because he pays the pickers.
Mm-hmm.
Hershey and everybody else lose money.
Yeah, but that could be expensive. And, yeah, you got to pick and choose the healthier stuff. $280, it's a nice bump from the $190, but I don't think it's enough, you know?
Right.
Man. Well, John, you know.
I live on the west coast.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
And I'm going to get over the mountains to get in the middle of the Oregon. I have this map.
Mm-hmm.
It shows all the earthquake zone.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole west coast is an earthquake zone.
It is. I mean, you're living in beautiful country up there. Oregon's one of the most beautiful states, but the Pacific Northwest is earthquake prone. It is.
It is. Yep. And volcanic prone, too.
Yeah. So, look, John, you got a lot on your plate, but it sounds like, you know, you got a good head on your shoulders. It sounds like, you know what you need to do. Vegetables, fruit, don't, you know, I know everybody says eat, you know, 5 to 9 fruits and vegetables. They're like, well, I'll have 9 fruits and 1 veggie. Try to get, you know, the veggies in. Also talk to your doctor about which foods might actually help a little bit more, you know, with some anxiety and sleep issues and things like that you might have.
I need to get back to standard time. I hate standard daylight time.
We do need to stop the time changes. That really messes people up. I know. I'm working on that. I'm trying. All right, John. So, look, you be good, okay? I'm glad you called in. You stay healthy, okay?
Okay, lady. Thank you very much.
You take care, John. God bless. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yeah, I got to tell you, this time change thing, you know, I might feel a little better sometimes on standard. But I am still not where I feel I need to be because of just, it's been a cluster and a half adjusting to that extra hour. So I'm no fan. We have a tropical storm that has, evolved. It was a subtropical storm, but now Tropical Storm Nicole is called a full tropical storm and is forecast to hit Florida as a hurricane or a strong tropical storm. The impacts hopefully will not be as bad as what happened a few weeks ago, Hurricane Ian, but they are expecting coastal flooding, beach erosion, strong winds, high surf, rip currents, heavy rain to encompass a much larger area of the southeast. Nicole is centered several hundred miles east of the Bahamas, is tracking westward. Nicole, they say, according to weather.com, has a large wind field which means impacts will be felt across a broad part of the southeast coast, far away from where the center tracks. Like I said, it's a large storm. The size of it is about a third of the country right now, but it's out there in the Atlantic. And then as it moves forward, they are bracing. In fact, some schools have already been closed. Tropical storm warnings are in effect for south of Boca Raton to Hallandale Beach, north of Space Coast to Glenn County, Georgia, extend inland to eastern Florida to include Orlando metro area. I don't think anything's going to happen to Disney World. I don't believe they're closing down. But they are expecting tropical storm conditions. And a lot of times they do, a lot of rides will stop with rain. I was in Anaheim, and when it would rain, you know, they would say, well, we're going to slow down on the rides just because we can't have people out there in the rain and lightning and things like that. So there could be, but I haven't heard of any closing yet. So tropical storm watches extend for part of along part of Florida's Gulf Coast from Bonita Beach to the mouth of Ocklawaha River. And extend inland to include Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Fort Myers. Now, remember, they're still trying to recover from the hurricane. I mean, they didn't really need this 1-2 punch. They don't think it's going to affect voting today. Their polls closed in what, about maybe 6 hours. But for us, you know, they might need our help. Might need us to donate blood. Might need us to donate some items to our local Salvation Army, United Way, things like that, money to Red Cross. So we'll keep you posted. But they are concerned that there's going to be some onshore winds, some coastal flooding, high tides, high winds, and flooding. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got 5 states deciding today whether to approve recreational marijuana. Now, marijuana is already legal, recreational marijuana, in 19 states. So the proposals are on the ballot now in Arkansas, Maryland, Missouri, North Dakota, and South Dakota. And Joe Biden and the Biden administration has wanted to decriminalize marijuana. It is something that I do think is going to eventually happen, but it isn't going as smoothly. I voted to legalize it in my state. To, you know, free the police up, allow people who had pain to access it, and for us to be able to study it. Very difficult to study it when it's illegal in certain states and you need your test subjects, you know, across the nation to be able to, you know, do certain clinical trials. But the problem we have is the car accidents. We have the gateway to other drugs. We have the poor driving, the lack of energy and acuity by some individuals on the roads who have it in their system, the inability to really comprehend how impaired somebody could be, especially since it could be in your system and accumulate over days. So it's going to be interesting. But I do foresee it will be legalized, and then we're going to have to, you know, struggle with the driving under the influence or workplace accidents, just like we do with alcohol and all that. You know, alcohol has, there's an argument that alcohol can even be more dangerous than marijuana based on the heart attacks, strokes, cancer link, as well as the intoxication and how alcohol's in everything. But marijuana becoming legal will definitely make it more expensive. And so you do have people who advocate it, but you have other individuals going, wait a second, the way we're getting our marijuana now is a lot cheaper than once it you get it in these stores and the edibles and all that. And marijuana costs did go up. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. We'll keep you posted. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTORDELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There are some problems happening across the country this election day. In Arizona, a few dozen voting centers in the state's largest county are having issues with their machines counting ballots. However, officials in Maricopa County, home to Phoenix, say this doesn't mean there's fraud and everybody can vote in key races like the ones for governor and U.S. Senate. Somebody in Southern California is a billionaire after winning the latest Powerball jackpot. The California lottery confirmed one lucky ticket was sold just northeast of Los Angeles. It matched all five numbers and the Powerball to win just over $2 billion. Last night's drawing was delayed due to a technical issue. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's open to negotiations with Russia if they are focused on safeguarding Ukraine's territorial integrity. This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we were given an initial report that things were going all along without a hitch this election day. No major issues. That has changed. In Arizona, in Maricopa County, which I lived in when I was a kid. Nice county, by the way. Their largest county. 20% of their voting machines are malfunctioning. Ballots have to be fixed in Pennsylvania. Systems have been going down in New Jersey. I mean, come on, people. You had 2 years to prepare for this. They say as midterm voting kicked off around the country, pockets of problems are quickly reported in states including Arizona, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey. Elections are expected to draw a record turnout, not as large as general elections, but bigger than the previous elections. for midterms. In Arizona's Maricopa County, which is the most populated county and a big swing state, the chairman of the county supervisors, Bill Gates, said that 20% of the 223 voting centers had machines that were malfunctioning. They explained that 1 in 5 ballots at those centers was not being properly read by the tabulators. They said, we are trying to fix this problem as quickly as possible, and we also have a redundancy in place. He showed how voters could place their ballots instead in a secure box so they could be tabulated later. Registered voters in Maricopa County can go to any voting center in the country. Now, you can see why people are a little concerned. On one end, all right, it's nice that they have an alternative. If the voting machines aren't working, here's a place with the ballot, place to put your ballot. But for those that are trying to vote, you know, the old-fashioned way and get away from the ballots and the ability that the ballot has to be, you know, read and go through that additional step and will the ballot be used, and then this starts to open up a lot of concerns and conspiracy theories. We do not want our voting machines to not be working well. We want to know that those voting machines are trustworthy. And we want to know that if somebody chooses not to mail in ballot and have a ballot that you know, has to take multiple steps to get where it needs to go, even though at the polling location that's a couple less steps because it's right there, there still has to be additional steps from that vote, as opposed to when you electronically vote and you put that vote in, it says it accepts it. And we have to trust that that goes through. So obviously people are really upset about this. They say Republicans on Twitter were furious at the news. Arizona's hosting a very competitive Senate and gubernatorial race. So they want to make sure that everybody's vote counts, especially those that are trying to get their vote in electronically. In Pennsylvania, there has been a lawsuit that will make undated mail-in ballots not count. They say thousands of voters in Pittsburgh and Philadelphia areas were alerted that they must, quote-unquote, cure their ballots, which I'm not really sure what that means. Election officials have advised these voters to come to the county election offices to, quote, cure their ballot or request a new mail-in ballot or vote by provisional ballot on election day to fix these mistakes. Now, again, my problem is what if there's additional ones? And it's not good. This is confusing. In Allegheny County, where Pittsburgh is located, 1,000 voters were on a list of individuals who forgot to date or incorrectly dated their ballots. Come on, people. In Philly, the Board of Elections alerted that 2,000 people with their ballot lacked a date. Nearly 400 more potentially dated their ballots incorrectly. They say additionally 150 Philly voters didn't sign their mail-in ballot, while around 1,000 voters turned in naked ballots, meaning they forgot to mail in their ballots surrounded in a secrecy envelope. So voters have until November 14th to, quote-unquote, cure their ballot. November 14th? That's almost a week. Yeah, we're not going to hear much from Pennsylvania and for a while. The campaign for Democratic Senate hopeful John Fetterman has filed a lawsuit in federal court to challenge a ruling made by the divided Pennsylvania Supreme Court. Fetterman's attorney said the date instruction imposes unnecessary hurdles that eligible Pennsylvanians must clear to exercise their most fundamental right, resulting in otherwise valid notes being arbitrarily rejected without any reciprocal benefit to the Commonwealth. They say the date on a mail ballot envelope thus has no bearing on a voter's qualifications and serves no purpose other than to erect barriers to qualified voters exercising their fundamental constitutional right to vote. They say this unnecessary impediment violates the Civil Rights Act and the First and 14th Amendments to the U.S. So this is tricky because on one end you're like, look, okay, a lot of people don't fill out stuff on the ballot, you know, should it really matter? On the other end, I'm very interested to know where my mail-in ballot went and my family's member mail-in ballot went, and it would be very, very interesting to see the date because I voted in person. And that date, to me, is important because if somebody voted before I voted And that went in. I would just like to know. And I'd like to know how they got it. And it's, you know, also then we can hopefully fix a failed process where people aren't getting their mail-in ballots. And go, this is why. This person got the ballot. They immediately turned it in on the 19th of October. And, so I think the date helps if we're dealing with false ones. If you're legit, I could see why some people think it doesn't matter. The problem is, how do we know if it's legit or not? So, this is also they could find some discrepancies if, let's say, somebody harvested the ballots. There's 1,000 of them being turned in. They're all of the same date. And, I see why it helps from a forensic standpoint. But it's, you know, it's a mess. Mail-in ballots do not make it easy. Apparently, in Mercer County, New Jersey, all the Dominion-made voting machines were down. Officials told voters they could still show up to the polls and cast a traditional paper ballot. Now I got to tell you, don't freak out. There have been in previous elections issues with the computer. So they go here, do your ballot here on paper, and then drop it in the box. I mean, paper ballots have been dropped in boxes. People have checked, marked it, and put it in. You know, I mean, computers have only been around for, 30, 40 years. We have submitted paper votes, but with everything and all the drama, yeah, this is going to be, what is though going to be interesting, and somebody brought this up, and they said, look, whenever somebody talked about the integrity of the election, it appeared that they were always considered to be on the right. Now there's going to be Democrats concerned that there could have been issues, and some Democratic candidates have. With the previous election said, look, can we count the votes? Can we make sure that the votes got there? Whenever there's an issue on one side, it usually will always affect the other side also. So I'm hoping bipartisanly we could figure out these challenges we have. Apparently in New Jersey, if all the Dominion made voting machines are down, we'd like to know why. Apparently they are working with Dominion to resolve the issue. That's according to the Facebook page. They say poll workers are going to walk voters through the process. Not sure what happened to the software. Again, now they aren't voting for a governor or senator this year, but the House seats are very competitive. In Utah, voters were warned that they have to vote in person because of delays in mail-in ballots. We knew that this would be a cluster and a half. So, hopefully you get your vote in. Hopefully your vote counts. Hopefully this election is as fair and as on the up and up we could hope. And we'll see. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is going to seem like it's moving fast, but Walgreens, CVS, Amazon, they're really expanding into healthcare. And in fact, they are acquiring other healthcare organizations to increase their footprint in our health care industry. Now, some people love Walgreens and CVS and Amazon, think they're going to do an amazing job. Other people are like, wait a second, what's going on here? So Walgreens is the latest company to make a huge acquisition. Their primary care Village MD, which is majority owned by Walgreens, now has acquired physician practice group Summit Health for $8.9 billion. In a recent earnings call, Walgreens CEO Roz Brewer outlined her strategy, saying the company plans to move swiftly to implement our vision of consumer-centric, tech-enabled healthcare solutions that improves outcomes and lower costs for patients, providers, and payers. They want to be involved in primary care. Amazon has plans to acquire company One Medical for $3.9 billion. The company is betting on reinventing primary care in the same way they changed retail and online shopping. But the company has a recent corporate hiring freeze, as I think a lot of them do, as we're dealing with this recession. But telehealth blew up. Telehealth expanded during COVID. It was starting to become popular, but man, with COVID, it just blew up. And now people don't want to go to the doctor. They do most of their care over the phone. They call in. They get me at 10 o'clock at night while they could be in their living room, baby asleep. It's funny. They have a sick baby. And they go, oh, the baby's asleep. So this is what's going on with him. Treat him. I'm like, but I think the baby needs to be examined. I mean, we need to make sure his breathing's all right. No, no, no. Just call something in. Where's the baby? Well, the baby's asleep. Well, do you want to maybe bring the camera into the crib? No, no. The baby's at his father's house. How am I diagnosing your baby with, you know, appropriate medical? It's you know, sometimes we can do it. You know, you show us pictures of pink eye. You know, we say, well, we could, you know, send it drops, but you still need the baby to check in with the pediatrician. The average person says, well, their doctor's no longer around. CVS was able to beat out Amazon to get Signify for an $8 billion deal. That is supposed to close in the first half of next year. They also want to compete with Amazon and expand their retail health company. So what does this look like for you? So, you know, Walgreens, CVS have done an amazing job. These pharmacies have done an amazing job throughout the pandemic with low staff, with having to test people for COVID, having to give people test kits, having to administer vaccines. They've done an amazing job. And they have fantastic locations. They have good real estate, a lot of them. Many pharmacies are conveniently located. And in fact, more people have access to a pharmacy than a doctor. So many pharmacies have, for decades, had medical providers within the pharmacies. At first they were doctors, then they were nurse practitioners or PAs. And they're limited in terms of they can't do an x-ray, they can't do an EKG. But years ago, even before COVID, they pharmacists will be allowed to treat diabetes. They'll look at your sugar levels, and then they'll give you your diabetic medication. Well, that's nice, that's fantastic, but are they also, do they have the time? And pharmacists, I think, are extremely well-educated, definitely more educated than us doctors on the pharmacokinetics of medications and the pharmacology. But does the average pharmacist have time to check your feet, to check for neuropathy, to examine your eyes and check for retinopathy, to examine your kidneys, to examine your heart? Does the average pharmacist have time to do all that? A diabetic exam can take a long time. So interestingly, when the FDA said, look, with Paxlovid, you can actually go to a pharmacy and the pharmacist could write it if they can access your blood work in the last year. Okay, well, that's really nice that the pharmacist can do that, but many of my patients said, no, they're not doing it. They just don't have the extra staff. I mean, that takes on liability because if you have renal issues, then they have to give you renal dosing. If you have liver issues, it might be contraindicated. If you're pregnant, you can't get Paxlovid if you're breastfeeding. So they have to screen for that. Now, in a doctor's office, they'll do a pregnancy test. But, I mean, does the average pharmacy have time? Do they have ample rooms and clinic rooms where, okay, you sit here, then you go to the bathroom, then you do the urine test, then you come back, then you, now we're going to run the urine. Do they have a CLIA-waived lab? Are we going to turn Walgreens into clinics throughout the throughout the country? Are we going to do that with CVS? They could. They have a lot of real estate, and mind you, listen, you know, a lot of these pharmacies, they sell makeup, they sell household items, and a lot of these have had to get locked up in plastic cabinetry because of all the theft. And if a pharmacy thinks that they're going to make more money seeing patients than selling cookies and makeup, then what they're going to do is they're going to build into the retail part of it. Now, the retail makes money, but not if they're losing money on theft and with inflation and all that. So there's a they do have the room to do it. And so you might be going to Walgreens for your doctor or medical provider. I have no problem with that as long as they do the very thorough comprehensive visit or as long as they say, look, okay, you have diabetes, you have heart disease, you still need to get an EKG. You still need to do your eye exam. You still need to do your cardiac exam. You still need to get your colonoscopy. You still need to do all this. I mean, being a family doc is not that easy. I know people go, oh, you're just a family doc. No, I'm not just a family doc. I am a physician that is responsible from the top of your scalp to the bottom of your tippy toes. And I have to be able to diagnose and alert you to you having glaucoma, you having a melanoma on your toenail, you having peripheral vascular disease and being at risk for a heart attack. I have to be, so when you say primary care, now mind you, Walgreens is acquiring VillageMD, which is primary care, Summit Health. So these would be trained medical providers to possibly run the medical aspect. But, when you do family medicine, you know, or internal medicine or whatever, right, it's not just one or two diseases. We have to be prepared for everything. And it blows my mind how much gets attempted over the phone when you really need to be taken care of in person. The tech part is going to probably include a lot of online care, type in your blood pressure. If that's your reading and we trust your cuff, we're going to renew your medication. There's a lot of money to be made. There's a lot of things that can be done over the phone. And again, the reason why this happened is because doctors weren't examining the patients anyway. Now, when somebody came in to me for their blood pressure recheck, we checked their blood pressure. I listened to their heart and lungs. I made sure that, you know, everything was up to date, their eyes, their ears, their nose, all that, you know, their screens. But for other individuals, they're like, look, I need a refill of my blood pressure medicine and to show it's working, so why can't I tell them what my blood pressure is? Well, you could say your blood pressure is 120 over 80, which, by the way, is still borderline, that 80 number especially. But, you know, what truly is your blood pressure? Oh, well, I got this cuff, at a flea market, and it says my blood pressure, you know, I would check the cuff. I'd have the nurse check the cuff with our cuff to make sure it was accurate. So, but, you know, if the average person doesn't care, they're like, I just want my medicine. I feel good. My cuff at home says I'm good. Just give me a refill. There's the demand for this. And there will be a push for people to get their medications that way. So, you know, pharmacy-run healthcare is going to be a thing of the future. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.